This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what is something you do 21 times a month? For me, maybe poop, because I don't think I could go every day. So I could probably maybe 21 times a month. Walk the dog. I usually walk the dog every day, but I could see maybe that. Well, there's something out there that men could do that could actually save their life if they do it 21 times a month. That's not dishes. I mean, I tell my husband that's probably going to really be ideal for him if he does that, but no, I probably get, you know, 21 times a decade. But apparently there's a study, and if you do have kids, you might want to cover their ears. Study coming out of Harvard that if a man ejaculates 21 times a month, he could significantly lower his prostate cancer risk. Now, I spoke about this back in 2009. It was probably one of my first shows where we talked about how prostate cancer risk dropped significantly with masturbating. And now Harvard has again come up with a study saying, look, looks like this is pretty significant. And I'll tell you why in a second. So they looked at 32,000 men that climaxed 21 times a month, and they found that it cut the risk of developing cancer by one-third. Now, still, to this day, I mean, I've been on air 12 years. We still haven't figured out how it works and why it works. And let me see if I could get some interesting information on the study. This is very frustrating because all our computers are kind of down. So I'm kind of going by memory on this. But one, I guess, theory is your prostate can collect chemicals, can collect toxins. And so, you know, having the seminal fluid, and we've talked about what's in semen and all the processes that go through, but having your male genitalia work overtime to do this dump, this release, might in effect be very healthy. In fact, we have found that, you know, self-sessions and climaxing helps people with stress, helps people with sleep. They think it might also decrease inflammation. So this is not the first time that we heard that we could see a pretty significant prostate cancer. Sorry, let me see if I could get this back up. A prostate cancer decrease risk. So I'm a fan of anything that helps, you know, prevent somebody from getting cancer. I think I'm a huge fan of it. Just 21 times a month, how do you practically get that done? I mean, that does seem to be a lot. But the reason why I like a study like this, right, isn't because of the content. Content's very difficult to write and talk about on air because there are kids that kind of listen, you know, while mom is driving or dad's driving. But because I always wonder why the human body is the way it is. So if the human body has this need where you need to climax, and if you don't, you might do it in your dreams. You know, have like, you know, what, dreams or things like that where you end up climaxing in your sleep. Why is that such a significant part of our day or our month? And so I'm not surprised that climaxing actually has additional health benefits. You know, we've talked about how sex helps the heart. We've talked about how sex helps relieve pain, endorphins. Sex helps people sleep. Sex helps their moods. And And we've joked about it for centuries, how if somebody feels pent up, how they could be frustrated and they could be grumpy and they might not perform as well. And so, even though it's been joked about, I think a lot of people will cite that their regimen for maybe, let's say, an Olympic win or getting through a date or, I don't know, passing their boards might involve some sort of sexual activity prior. For me, I fall asleep. But I gotta tell you, man, if I go a certain amount of time, it's not good. And so I think that this is just one of many benefits that apparently we are seeing that we didn't even give two thoughts of. In fact, we have criminalized, right? You know, self-sessions, we have criminalized sex, we have made sex a sin. And mind you, you know, I don't think you should be sleeping around. I get what the Bible says, you know, try to have a monogamous partner. We don't want you cheating and committing adultery, you know. But if you find a partner who you love, I don't care, male, female, however they identify, and this is somebody you want to be with, having sex, I think, has not only benefits for that relationship, but benefits, you know, from a health standpoint. So if there are toxins and if there is inflammation and prostates need that movement, it's important and it makes sense. I mean, think about your sinuses. If your sinuses aren't draining, things get backed up and then you get sinus infections. If you don't eat enough fiber and the stool doesn't pass and the stool sits there with the nitrates and stuff, that can cause cancer, right? If your blood is not pumping well and you don't have a good pump, things start to settle. That's not healthy. Same thing with the lungs. If you don't take a big deep breath and open up those lungs, that atelectasis and like an accordion, and get into all the layers, that's not healthy. So apparently whatever you have, you need to use. And if you don't use, we don't want you to abuse, but if you don't use, you know, you could lose, and it looks like you could lose a lot of things. Now, how do you make 21 times work? Well, it depends. If you don't have a partner that's going to want to have sex with you 21 times, then some self-sessions might be in order. The problem is if you're trying to have a baby, you have to limit those self-sessions about 5 days before you guys try. So we've talked about getting pregnant, where you can't be self-sessioning all the way through and then hoping you got, you know, the bright package. So you got to kind of save up for a few days. Not too long, but a few days. 1-877-DR-FALLON, don't go away.
This report is sponsored by IBM. You may know that Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's disease, but did you know that this condition affects more than an estimated 6 million people globally? In 2000, Fox launched the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research, and over the past few years, the foundation has been working with IBM researchers to accelerate the discovery of critical information about Parkinson's disease. And now, this collaboration has reached a significant milestone. IBM Director AI for Healthcare Jianying Hu explains.
In our latest work, we demonstrate a new AI model that identifies typical symptom patterns of Parkinson's disease. The model also characterizes the progression of these symptoms in timing and severity. Hopefully, by using machine learning, clinicians and researchers could have a new tool to better assess and predict the varying progression of symptoms in Parkinson's patients. They can then better manage and treat the disease, as well as identify the best candidates for more targeted and more effective clinical trials.
For more, visit IBM.com/research.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, who's working it off. Excuse me, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Raina is asking, would I enroll my kids in football this upcoming season? So she has a son who wants to play football, hasn't played now for a while, wants to get it back, and this would be a very entry because most football camps already started this summer. And what is my take on football and kids? Well, from a COVID standpoint, I think kids are going to be exposed to COVID whether they're playing sports, whether they're smoking in the boys' room, whether they're, at lunch, with recess. So I would almost rather they be exercising and getting healthy than anything. But football is tricky, especially with the concussion risk. And I have boys, and one of them played football, And he had issues with knee dislocations, and actually both boys had issues with knee dislocations. They played lacrosse, and I, you know, as a mother, this is very difficult to say, because I have one son who's needed surgery, and he's going to probably need more surgeries. His injury will never, his knee will never be back to normal. And I can't tell you how many of my friends who went the football route or went, you know, the heavy sports route has now suffers from lifelong injuries. And it wasn't that anything major happened on the field per se, but just just somebody banging into you, a twist, a sprain, re-exacerbating another injury, and then you just end up not being able to complete that sport. However, I want all children to be able to participate in a sport and participate on a team. I love sports, so I'm really torn. Because I think, and I just remember in my training, having that coach, having that teamwork, working as a team, even with people you don't like, having a common goal, having an enemy, right, the other school, you know, this is part of real life. I know we're going to start to change things about, enemizing, that's a good one too. Or, you know, having enemies and having that tribalism and, you know, Dallas versus, you know, the Washington football team, that kind of stuff. But I'm so pro the idea of students not just sitting in a classroom, but learning real life. And you learn so much real life on the field, or in the gym, or on the mat. You really learn a lot, and it teaches you a stamina, and it teaches you a resilience that you have. And so whenever I would interview somebody for medical school, or for anything, even a job, I would ask them, you know, did you participate in any sports? Which one? And sometimes their sports experience could tell me a lot about them. Now, if somebody quits because of an injury, they quit because of an injury. But if somebody quits because it didn't work for them, well, why not? Was it because they didn't get along with the team? Was it because the team, you know, were full of jerks? Was it because, you know, they didn't like it, or they a quitter? Was it that, you know, they wanted to pursue, you know, schooling, and they wanted to, you know, concentrate on their grades? So all of these kind of give me, you know, a little glimpse into their personality and what they're about, and it helps me a lot. And so somebody making a decision to leave sports, so because, you know, they decided they want to go to medical school and really concentrate on their grades, that's fine. That's pretty admirable. You know, and then I'll follow it up with, you know, was that an easy decision to make? No. I loved playing soccer. I loved playing this. You know, and that's when I bring up, and then you make sure you still play. You know, don't give up anything for medicine. I understand you might have had it temporarily for your grades, but your job is to be happy, because otherwise you're not happy for others. So I want to get you back in that sport. And a lot of medical schools do have teams. They have basketball teams. They do have sports, and they do have arts and things like that. So you definitely want to, even though you might not have ideal amount of time, you definitely want to keep that up. So now we go to, okay, so we see the good in sports, the camaraderie, the exercise, the, you know, break from studies, you know, so you don't get burned out, the brotherhood, sisterhood, having friends, and it's authority, having other authority figures in your life. So I'm a huge fan. On the flip side, I don't like concussions. One concussion is enough to mess somebody up for life. And having had family members who played football and soccer and had, my guess, CTE that was undiagnosed, it's miserable for them and it's miserable for the family members. And so football is one of those games where it's almost inevitable for there to be some pretty heavy trauma. And the more you try to lighten it up and make it look more like a Pro Bowl game, the less people like it. The less people watch, the more it loses. And so I watch football. I watch it a lot. I cannot wait for the new season. In fact, I think preseason starts Thursday with Dallas. And I like seeing the games. I like seeing the rushing yards and the passes and just all the different types of moves and plays and, the routes. And it's, to me, exciting. And I understand how they have to block. Oh, by the way, I haven't watched rugby in a long time. Whoever plays rugby, they got some guts to be doing that with no protective gear. That's incredible. So at least you have protective gear, but the problem is you have really big guys on that field, and they will take you down. Now, there are techniques to learn how to tackle, but we see people hit their head all the time. Look at what happened with hockey. I forget which, during the playoffs, somebody landed straight onto their head. You know, they're dangerous sports. So if I had to do it all over again with my kids, I would have probably kept them in swimming. I don't know, they didn't have as much head trauma. They like swimming. I did it all. I let them do it all. I let them do baseball because I wanted to see what they wanted, what they liked. And they liked it all, but then they really love lacrosse. They like contact sports. That's what kids like. But, you know, football, it's tricky. I think it's an absolute waste, despite the camaraderie and all that you learn, to go through team football, get a severe injury, never make it to college ball or NFL, and you don't have anything to show for it, yet multiple knee surgeries, disability, you know, results from head concussions, not cool. Yeah, and even if my son said, Mom, I have a chance to make it to the NFL, I would still say, but what if you don't? Is it worth it? Or even if you do make it to the NFL, what, are you going to be fourth string? Are you never going to get to play? And so, and then some people, they don't get drafted. And you went through all that. And so it's, I don't know. If I had to really choose one, I probably would tell my kids to hold off. In my situation, they've had enough injuries where they can't play football anymore. So if I could go back in time, that's what I would have done. But I get it's frustrating. And, you know, I don't want kids to not participate in sports. I see these kids. I see these athletes. They grow up. They're so much more mature than the other kids that are just sitting around playing video games. And that's going to be a very, very tough call that society has to make where, you know, do we have a society of kids playing it safe in their mom's basement playing video games or out there risking it, unfortunately, in sports? But, you know, how do these kids make that decision? I was told very early on that some of the sports I was doing, I could really get hurt and it could affect me when I was older. I didn't care. Kids that doesn't convince them. So they might need to talk to an uncle. They might need to see a friend. I mean, my kids, when they talk to all my friends that had injuries, then they start to give it a little bit of a thought. But, you know, the average kid thinks that's not going to happen to me. So if you have a kid that really, really wants to do it, you know, it's going to be very, very tough to tell them no. But let them get the education they need. Let them talk to their doctor. Let them talk to, you know, other family members. Or maybe try to find, you know, put them in a sport that might be less contact. But it's pretty, pretty scary stuff. And so as a parent, it's not easy. Not easy. So that's how I feel about football. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is calling on New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign Tuesday following the release of a damning state attorney general's report that found he sexually harassed multiple women under his employ. Cuomo, meantime, is denying those assault allegations, saying,
"My attorney has done a response to each allegation, and the facts are much different than what has been portrayed."
It comes after the state's attorney general announced the findings of a five-month investigation into allegations from multiple women that Cuomo created a sexually hostile work environment and harassed several women, a defiant Cuomo saying the report is unfair.
Trial by newspaper or biased reviews are not the way to find the facts in this matter.
This is USA Radio News. A new report out from the Republicans sheds more light on the origins of COVID-19.
A new report out of Washington is claiming American officials did a great deal of helping with the cover-up of COVID's origins. Republican Congressman Daryl Issa on Newsmax.
All facts tell us that there's a very high chance that this was, in fact, accidentally released through carelessness or some other activity from the Wuhan facility and covered up starting in September of 2019 by both Chinese and American officials. That's really where the facts lead. And it's that last part, that American officials did a great deal of helping with the cover-up, that concerns us the most.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not impressed with the performance of the Biden administration after more than 6 months in office. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to producer Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I don't know if you've seen some of the latest on what's happening with Governor Cuomo, but yesterday he had released a whole bunch of pictures of him kissing everybody. Kissing the Clintons. Kissing, actually, as well as other people kissing. As his attempt to kind of say, look, I'm just a kissy person. I kiss everybody. Whether it's a staff person, whether it's, you know, my father, whether it's, you know, somebody I see at a charity event, whether it's a man, whether it's a woman. So the governor had given his own 85-page rebuttal to the allegations about against him from 11 women. And this came from a bombshell report reported by Attorney General Letitia James. And he is also showing photos of President Biden, Kamala Harris, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Obama, doing the same. So when you see these pictures, you're like, okay, well, it looks like he kissed pretty girls just like he kissed Mitt and other individuals. And I don't know how many of them wanted to be kissed, but he's a very, very kissy man. He likes to kiss. That's not, though, the problem. The kissing was part of it. Now, a big issue was the touching of the breasts, touching of the butt, retaliation that was alleged. So he believes that he has been misinterpreted. So Biden has been known to hug and smell hair and do all sorts of things. And I think he's trying to kind of make light that nothing's happened to him. Kamala Harris hugs people. Obama has kissed. I think Obama kissed Pelosi. And I think Chancellor Angela Merkel, I don't know if I actually saw a kiss, but that looked pretty close. George Bush hugging hurricane victim Sandra Patterson and kissing Oprah Winfrey and Condoleezza Rice on the cheek. None of these are on the lip, but presidents kiss. And then Hillary Clinton even was a little warm and fuzzy. With Obama, they held hands and hugged. I don't know if she was very kissy with anybody. She looked very close with Pelosi, looked close with Chuck Schumer. And then, of course, Nancy Pelosi likes to touch people's face and kiss and things like that. So people are kissy. That's what Americans do. That's what we do. But as I've said, that's kind of not what the issue is. And I think a lot of people are also forgetting the issue with Governor Cuomo of what happened with the nursing home scandal, where he demanded that, from what we understand allegedly, that individuals from nursing homes had to go back to the nursing home, even if they weren't COVID clear, to open up the hospitals. Now, mind you, as a doctor, I understand that hospital beds, right, are, you know, were far and few between, but you don't force a facility who is trying to keep their staff and their residents safe to take in a sick person. There should have been other facilities for these people to go to. And the fact that there's this coercion, there was this constant air of, you know, you do as I say, you don't even, shall we say, challenge me. That's how people felt. But that's not being brought up in any of this. So this is more about his allegations of sexual harassment. So what next? Well, he now faces impeachment at the New York legislature, might face civil lawsuits, potential criminal charges in Albany and Westchester, and that's where prosecutors have opened investigations into allegations. Interestingly, many Democrats have called for his resignation, even Biden. Let me see if I have his direct quote. Republican Rudy Giuliani actually came to his defense, saying, look, you know, he still has his date in court. He's still innocent until proven guilty. But, you know, I don't like political witch hunts. What I do like, though, is consistency. You know, what happened with Brett Kavanaugh was sickening. For years, he's been vetted. For years, he's been invited to, you know, and appointed to federal judge positions. And just seconds before he becomes a Supreme Court justice, that's when everybody decides, oh, he assaulted somebody. And it was, they dragged him through the mud, the poor family, what they went through, and it didn't, it just was a complete cluster. It was just a complete mess. And it also started to delegitimize the very powerful Me Too movement. So when somebody was assaulted, and it was in the past, and they didn't feel safe enough to come forward, but they come forward later, it almost made a mockery of that, where we do have a lot of victims out there that need to feel like they need to come forward. So I watch these cases very closely because I don't want there to be false accusations, and I don't want there to be a big Republican or Democratic, you know, political feast. I don't like those. But if somebody is a predator and they are in a position of power, they can't be there. They need to be removed. Now, you're innocent until proven guilty, so I don't think he should go to jail until he's had, you know, a trial and trial by a jury of his peers. But should he be removed from that position where he is in a position where he could retaliate against people who might have testified against him or were involved in this investigation? Could he continue to do that sort of behavior? We don't know. I know Bill de Blasio was not a fan of him. His makes you wonder. I don't really follow New York politics, but my guess is de Blasio felt slighted by him or felt intimidated by him. So he seemed to kind of help, you know, draw in the sword. Manhattan and Westchester DAs are requesting evidence now from the Cuomo sex harassment probe. Apparently, there's been now some discussions of what about Trump, what about, you know, Biden, what about any of their, you know, histories. So this does open up a huge can of worms. But the problem we have here is we have somebody currently sitting in office where staff is saying, and people in close proximity currently are saying there's an issue. That's why we have to act. And when we have to do it very methodically, right? Just saying, all right, you know, Cuomo needs to go to jail, throw him in jail, he's guilty, is wrong. He deserves his day in court. But should he be removed and not in a position right now of power until everybody could figure things out? Yeah. You know, the nursing home incident was horrible. And it was, I think that was already enough to be impeachable. And nothing really seemed to happen there. And trying to remove him from office now for something that happened then, that gets a little sticky. Because people can say, look, you know, it's not currently relevant. He's not going to do it again. Yeah, but he's still in that position of power. And if that was one of his decisions, which caused the death of his constituents, you know, that's definitely an impeachable offense and something that needs to be looked at. But when we're looking at, you know, these many people coming out saying they feel harassed, they think he's predatory, that's an issue. You know, the doctor who said, you know, when she was about to, you know, do the swab, you make that gown look good. It's an inappropriate comment. That's not fireable. But you're having that sense that, you know, whether he's grabbing somebody's breast or butt or whatever, or asking them to do strip poker, that's not a boss that is allowed to work in any other realm in America. So we got to be consistent. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So in a couple weeks, if you are in New York City, you cannot have an indoor restaurant meal, cannot go to the gym, cannot go to a show, unless you have proven that you are COVID vaccinated, which to me still doesn't make a lot of sense because vaccinated people can still spread the virus. But, well, this is a form of discrimination, segregation that now governments can do, and I don't understand how in the year 2021 we could do this, especially since many minorities are making up some of the populations that are not getting vaccinated. So I think it's going to be a very evil optic showing a restaurant full of white, wealthy, vaccinated individuals and somebody who's not kicked out of the restaurant or the gym or the movie theater in the name of quote-unquote public health. So I already think this is going to be an absolute cluster. Well, I'm not the only one. Apparently, we're hearing that restaurant owners are trying to brace for this new vaccine mandate, and it's going to be chaotic. So Mayor Bill de Blasio on Tuesday announced that New York is going to be the first major city in the United States to require that indoor diners, theater goers, and gym members must show proof of vaccination if they want to receive service. Yet, how do these restaurants and caterers address that? Jose Amigong, 56 years old, general manager of a local burger joint, said he has been spit on and cursed after asking people to get the shot. Attar Rahman, 64 years old, who runs Dallas Barbecue, said the mandate's going to hurt his business. Both Rahman and Amigong said at least 80% of their staff have been vaccinated. So if you remember people getting stabbed, people getting shot, people being spit on, people being beat up for asking for a mask, just imagine what these people are going to go through when they're like, well, where's your proof? A vaccine. Well, I don't have my card, and I don't want to lose my card running around with it. Or, I don't know, it's digital, and that could have been photoshopped. I can't let you in. Because, remember, these restaurants aren't asking for this. This is Mayor Bill de Blasio trying to look like he is doing it for the cause, and he's trying to make it look like he got New York vaccinated, and, you know, maybe for his own little political push, even though he can't be mayor much longer because he has already termed out, but who knows what he wants to do later in life. But the problem is if these restaurants don't want it, I mean, don't necessarily want these new rules, but they have to follow, you know, they have to follow the law, so they're going to follow the law. But when people are upset, when people don't want their liberties, you know, basically their liberties challenged, then those that are administering these rules are at risk. And you see, what makes this very scary to me is it's not the government that is becoming now Big Brother. They are turning Americans into soldiers of this under the threat that they could lose their business. So these businesses under this threat of this regime has to then turn around and obstruct the liberties of everybody else or they lose their shirt or job. Well, that sounds awfully similar to the start of other regimes in our past that we vowed we would never, ever do on our soil. Yet we're doing. So, you know, I am no fan of the government overstepping. I really believe that the vaccine helps people. I believe that masks, if they're N95 respirators, can help. These facial barriers, maybe they provide a little bit of a barrier. I don't really think that's what's getting all the credit to stopping, you know, the virus. But, you know, as long as there's a choice, I'll support it. But when there's not choice and there's mandates, I am against it. Against it, against it, against it. So I don't know what the answer is, but these restaurants, I mean, as I said earlier with the mask mandate, this is putting employees' health at risk. You can't do that. One angry customer smashed a plastic shield partition. Paul's Da Burger joint, I like that, Da Burger, lost 80% of their business during the pandemic. And then, luckily, people were starting to come back, and now you're asking them to be anti-customer all over again? So, you know, many of you own businesses. I own some businesses. And yeah, customers are upset. Now, but I've told my staff, I do not want them at risk. If at all they feel like somebody might get violent about the mask, just drop it. Let them do their thing, leave. But when you have staff that weigh maybe on average 110 pounds, have a height of 5'4", I would be the worst boss in the world expecting them to put their lives on the line over a mask mandate. It just doesn't make sense. Or now a vaccine mandate. And all of these drives are now forcing the underground bootleg market. So people are already figuring out ways to get fake carts. That's not cool. But if it's going to be, you just need to see a card and you just need to comply, well, then, you know, just like during other regimes, people are going to try to get a hold of papers. People are paying for these things. I can't tell you how many times people have asked me who will fill out an exemption for the COVID vaccine or a card. And I go, I don't know, because if anybody's doing that, they'd be in jail. So look, I'm not anti-vax. I'm pro-vaccine. I support the vaccine, you know, regimen. And it's overall productive numbers in terms of keeping people out of the hospital and dying. It's much better than the unvaccinated numbers. There are still side effects. But to now force these restaurants to turn people away who want to eat, or to try to decide if any of these proofs of vaccinated are bootleg, no, it's just not going to work. And so we're going to be talking about, you know, what employees are going to need to do and what are some means in terms of approaching this without getting yourself and your head cut off. Now, luckily I'm not the only one asking for N95s. Apparently, President Biden's former COVID-19 advisor says many of the face cloth masks are not effective. Thank you. And he urges that people should wear N95 respirator masks. Dr. Osterholm admits that the rules and regulations around masks have been confusing. Thank you. Finally, somebody's listening to me. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant.
I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.